big question is this. How do we use the 8 frameworks inside the new science of physical health to overcome this statement? Personal responsibility for your physical health is a myth and it doesn't work. These 8 frameworks do. They will make you more physically healthy than 98% of people in the community that you live in. Why don't we get started in today's episode right now?
Because that's a discussion I get into lots of people, but it's socially very good for me. Absolutely it is. But I'm looking at the new science of physical health. Social health and physical health are two different things. My whole project is this new science of physical health. And I come back to this point. Cardiovascular events will be more catastrophic more quickly in your life than will be the negative impact of poor social health. That's just the way it is. I am saying one is more important than the other for very good reason. It's just a fact. Your body will collapse faster, need medication faster, need surgery faster, may be in the position of ultimate peril causing your death if you have the incorrect heart rate pattern. And this guy that I saw today, he had the incorrect heart rate pattern. No question about that. So I've looked at today that in that period of 10:10 to 10:55, what I was doing was producing a good level of nitric oxide. So this gas, it gets into the blood vessel and it vasodilates the blood vessel and it causes more elasticity inside the artery. The thing about nitric oxide, which is really important to understand, it has what's called a very short half-life. That means it doesn't last very long. That's why, and I'll talk about this towards the back end of this episode, that's why you've got no choice at making exercise a frequent thing, because the nitric oxide, which has the anti-ischemic impact, more nitric oxide you have, the better by doing the physical activity, it reduces your chance of an ischemic heart attack or stroke, restricted blood supply. So let's have a little bit more look at this. So nitric oxide is a gas produced by the metabolism of amino acids, L-arginine, and of the amino acid. Nitric oxide, as I said, has a short half-life, but it acts locally within blood vessels to modulate what we call vascular tone, which means the flexibility of the arteries. Listen to this. A deficiency in nitric oxide production leads to excess constriction of blood vessels, which can produce high blood pressure. Nasty problem, high blood pressure. That contributes to the activation of platelets. Think about this. Activation of platelets means leads to blood clotting. I'll take it back a step. The lack of the correct heart rate pattern, achieving the correct health impact score. And so many people, their health impact score day after day after day is 1, 0, 2, 1, 0 throughout a whole week. They're not getting any nitric oxide. It can cause constriction of the blood vessels, leading to high blood pressure. Can lead to contribute to activation of platelets. That's blood clotting. You don't want that. It increases the stimulation of inflammation in the blood vessel wall. Why is that a problem? Because it leads to this nasty condition called atherosclerosis, which is a precursor to, you guessed it, a cardiovascular event, and increases the permeability of the vessel walls, damaging lipoproteins in the blood vessel walls, and also various toxins. To summarize, endothelial dysfunction is characterized by reduced vascular nitric oxide levels because you don't have the correct heart rate pattern, which leads to the health impact score, which is very low. As I just said to you, I started the day out on a carryover health impact points of 93. I achieved 12. I ended up on 105. I think that's what the software said. Let me just go back to that. That's right, 93. I added 12 to that. I ended up on 105. So I hit that magic marker, the magic milestone of correct heart rate pattern for the day. And I maintained that. So what ends up happening is these functional abnormalities promote cardiovascular disease, the things I just went through. In addition, endothelial dysfunction can directly cause abnormal constriction of small arteries and is thought to be a major factor in producing other cardiac syndromes. So the great challenge that we have is that physical activity, which if you don't do it at the correct heart rate pattern, you end up having changes in endothelial function very quickly. And within a short period of time, you can lose and decrease your endothelial function. Very short period of time, matter of weeks, in fact. So the majority of studies undertaken about people who have impaired nitric oxide function show that they are developing cardiovascular disease. And that is, and this is what it says here in some of my notes, depressed endothelial function is more amenable to improvement by physical activity than is normal endothelial function. How about that? So if you have poor endothelial function, skin on the inside of your arteries, meaning you don't have very flexible blood vessels, physical activity will help depressed endothelial function better than normal endothelial function. That is fantastic to know. In healthy humans, 4 weeks of improved release of nitric oxide from the correct heart rate pattern, the correct dose of physical activity, will improve your endothelial function. But most studies are saying somewhere around about 10 weeks is what you want to have happen, okay, in terms of the physical activity. So what this does, by not constricting your blood vessels, by improving your endothelial function, because you have the release of nitric oxide, which has, remember, a very short half-life, what that is doing by having the correct, and the only way you get it is the correct heart rate pattern. Notice I haven't said the type of exercise, but I've said the correct heart rate pattern, because that's what's important that comes out of all of the science of what we're looking at right now. So let me go and flip over here just to finish off this episode right now. And once again, we're going to break this up into a number. By the time you get to this, it'll have been broken up into a number of different components. But I'm going to look at here Tuesday the 24th of August in regards to the number of points that I ended up on that particular day. So we come to the 24th of August 2021. I started out the day a little bit lower on this day on 82 health impact points, which meant I needed 18 health impact points to get to a 100 for the day and maintain the maximum level of protection against ischemic heart attack, against ischemic stroke, against major problems with that section of the impact quadrant. I needed to release a certain amount of nitric oxide to improve my endothelial function for that day. So what happened there? How did this day end up going here? Let's have a look. It's 6 o'clock. No, I'm not out. I may or may not be out of bed, but I've got a very low heart rate in the 70s, some in the 60s. And then I scroll throughout the day, 10:30, still nice and low, down in the 80s, 70s, 12:20. I still haven't earned any health impact points at this point in time. Must have had a normal work day or a relaxing day. I don't know what I was doing that day. But 1 o'clock, I was at 79 beats a minute. 105, I was at 68 beats a minute. And it continues to go throughout the day, and because my watch is automatically reading it throughout the day. And then I get across to finally at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Must have done a bit of warm-up at 3:55, 3:50. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my heart rate pattern gets to 139 beats a minute. Now you're probably familiar with what we're doing here. Then, now, this is interesting because looks like I've done 3 short bursts of activities for the day. So it's at 4 o'clock, I'm 139 beats a minute. At 4:30, I'm 141. So that's a little half an hour. I've picked up some health impact points. But I don't think I did enough to get to the full 18 that I wanted to get for the day to stay at 100, because at 4:45, over until I was right 5:25, 5:30, I'm back to normal. When I'm saying I'm down in the 70s or so, thereabouts. And then at 6:15, I'm at 79 beats. And then I've gone back, and at the time of 6:30, I've done another burst of physical activity. From 6:30, I'm at 135 beats a minute. I'm back earning health impact points because clearly I hadn't reached the 18. That's why I must have done that. Then at 6:55, I'm at 144 beats a minute. So, and I'd stayed roughly around the same for that time period. Then I'd gone back down at 7:30. I'm back down to normal in the 70s, thereabouts. And then I've had another little break, must have needed to charge my watch. And then I've done one more little burst. This is a late one, this one. 9:55 p.m. until 10:25 p.m., so about 25 minutes or so. I started at 134 beats a minute. I ended at 142 beats a minute. And then that would have meant that I had those three short bursts throughout the day to earn myself those 18 points. Hey, everybody, we're going to cut this episode right here. Once again, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, when I've recorded these, what's happened is they've got like this episode that you're in right now actually goes for about 35 minutes. And the purpose of the daily drop is not to go for that long. I don't want long episodes like that. A few of the episodes previous to this were just getting way too long. So I'm dividing this up into part 5, 6, and 7, this episode just here, about the correct heart rate pattern and health. Real excited about it. So we're going to finish today's episode here. When you pick up tomorrow's episode, which is whatever number that is, it will pick up exactly from the point we left off. So there won't be any intro. It'll just be like I'll start into the next part of the episode because I've spliced it off, if it makes sense, from the full 35-minute length episode that I took to create this one, but I've chopped it up into three different parts so it's more digestible. The daily drop is not meant to be so long. All right, everybody, so that's it. We're going to finish that one here today. Thanks for joining us so much. Picking it up right away tomorrow, straight into it, no fluff, no warm-up, just straight onto it tomorrow's episode where we continue in this series about the correct heart rate pattern for health and the health adaptations driving down your risk of the two leading causes of sickness and death. Thanks for joining me, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye.